This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Mindfulness. I'm Diana Winston. I'm the Director of Mindfulness Education at the Mindful Awareness Research Center. I just realized how many times I say mindful in the course of introducing myself. Not only that, I'm going to explain mindfulness, which I define as paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness and curiosity and a willingness to be with that experience. So I've been doing a series of ways of practicing over the last couple of weeks, and I'm going to keep going here. They're slightly technical, but for those of you who are new today, you'll just practice along and you'll start to see how mindfulness works. We're learning the skill of attending to the present moment. And I think there's a very common understanding of how we do that that's sort of popularized out in the world, which is that you pay attention to your breathing, your attention wanders, and you bring it back. And you just keep doing that again and again. And that is a way to practice, but it's not the only way. And so what's valuable in that is it develops concentration, it trains attention. And so most of us need our attention trained. Most of us have wandering, distracted minds, especially these days in light of the current continual influx of sensory stimulation. So it's a wonderful way to practice. And when we practice here, we often start with that, with just noticing your breathing or listening to sounds. And when your attention wanders away, you bring it back. And as you do that over time, we get more calm, more clarity, more stillness. We start to have a bit more ease. It has physical benefits. It has emotional benefits. It's a wonderful way to practice, and it's not the full story. So we can start to do other things with our attention. And then last week we explored having a more investigative awareness. So once we're aware of something, we have some focus in our mind, then we can turn our attention on different experiences. So when we have an emotion, we can bring our attention to that emotion. What's happening? My heart is racing, my stomach is clenched, my jaw is tight. And we start to see the transient nature of what's happening inside us. Thoughts and emotions are coming and going, just like clouds in the sky, just like weather patterns. And we begin to see things with more clarity. So that's the next step. It wouldn't be step, but let's say the next stage. Like, we start with concentration. Then the second area we might explore is how to investigate with awareness. In the third kind of awareness, it's one where we're not focused so much on one thing, but we can be aware of everything that's happening in our experience. And this is really relevant to daily life because we can be mindful not just of our breathing, but we can be mindful of anything, of driving, of talking with another person, of eating, of brushing your teeth. You can apply mindfulness. And so just coming back to our breath may not be the thing to do. It may be important to, let's say you're talking to a person with awareness, to bring your attention to them. So I'm giving you just a quick overview, and we're going to start the meditation in a minute. And just a reminder, the spectrum is like a camera. Sometimes our awareness is really tight in, like a telescopic lens. Sometimes it's more natural. Sometimes it's like a panoramic lens, which we'll explore next week. This one's a little panoramic too. If I sounded really technical, for those of you who are new, just go with it. You'll get the meditation once we get going. And for others, I think you'll be able to see different aspects of your meditation as we practice together. So let's settle back in a way that is comfortable for you. It's helpful to have your feet on the floor, your legs, well, just legs wherever is natural, your hands also wherever feels natural to you. And an upright back is good only insofar as it helps you from not falling asleep, but it doesn't have to be really tight or rigid. Just present. Your eyes can be closed. Some people like to meditate with their eyes closed. Some people meditate with their eyes open. If you want to keep them open, just have them looking downcast. We can start with a few deep breaths. Taking those deep breaths and allowing yourself to settle more. Come into this room and into the present moment. We can notice our body on the chair. You can bring your attention to your body seated here. What do you notice right away when you notice your body? Heaviness, lightness, warmth, coolness, vibration, tingling. You might notice your attention getting drawn to different things, and this is exactly what I'm talking about. We're not staying necessarily on one thing. We can notice many things. It's just the way awareness works. It's really, really natural. But let's notice now our feet. Let's feel our feet on the floor. You can feel the weight of your feet touching the floor. What sensations do you notice? And then notice your legs, particularly where your thighs make contact with the seat of the chair. Warmth, pressure, heaviness. Notice your back up against the chair, what that feels like. Notice your stomach area. Is it tense or tight? Can you allow it to soften? And just take a deeper breath. Release it, softening. As you bring your attention to your hands, can you feel all sorts of sensations? Tingling, warmth, heaviness. Let your hands be soft. Notice your arms and shoulders, softening your shoulders. Noticing upright into your throat and neck and jaw. Let the jaw be soft. And just be here for a moment, noticing your body here. We can turn our attention to the sounds around us, sounds in the room, maybe outside the room, coming and going. You might notice that typically when we hear a sound, we think about the sound. What is it? I like it. I don't like it. See if you can just listen. Your mind might make a little thought like, that's the doorbell ringing or something. But see if you can mostly stay with the listening. Now turn your attention to your body and to your body breathing. Where do you feel your breath in your body? Let your breath be natural, in and out through your nose. People tend to feel their breath in their abdomen rising and falling, their chest expanding and contracting, or moving through their nose with tingling and warmth and coolness. So we're going to start now with what we've already practiced. We're going to start with a focused awareness, move to a more flexible, investigative awareness, and then try the third one that I was talking about before that I will explain more deeply as we go. So let's begin with finding a focus. Your breath in your abdomen, chest, or nose. Or maybe the sounds as they come and go. They're all equally useful, so pick whichever one you're drawn to. And we'll stay with breath after breath, or sound after sound. Feeling our breath, the natural breath. And then for most people, your attention wanders off. That's normal. That's what minds do. You can say a soft word in your mind like thinking or wandering, and then gently return to your main focus, your breath or the listening. We're going to do this first, breath or sound, lost in thought, come right back. And this will cultivate or at least move us in the direction of more calm, concentration, focus. So let's just try it. Every time you notice you're lost, come back. Just keep coming back. So now we're going to shift as you keep meditating to having a little bit more openness, not so focused, but still focused. And all this means is two things. As you continue with your breath or with the listening, when your attention wanders away, you might notice what's pulled you away. And you can give it a label. You can say what we did, thinking or wandering. Or you could be more specific, like planning, remembering, imagining. Or if something pulls you away and it's really compelling, then spend time with it. So let's say you're with your breathing and there's a strong body sensation. Turn your attention to it, feel it, experience it. Maybe it grows, maybe it shrinks, maybe it shifts into something else. Once it no longer holds your attention, come back to your main focus. And if you found the first way of practicing was really useful to you and you liked it, you can just stay there. These are all just suggestions, explorations together. So let's try this next flexible, investigative awareness together. We're going to shift now to the third type of awareness. Choiceless awareness is what it's called. In this awareness, just invite you to follow whatever is happening in your experience without necessarily coming back to your breath or to whatever is your focus point. So you might notice there's a sensation in your body, and then a memory, and then another sensation, and then a thought, and then a sound, and then a breath, and then a sound again. So we're really just tracking our experience, vibration after vibration, maybe a vibration in your body, another vibration in another place. We're tracking our experience as it evolves. See if you can do this in a relaxed way. Don't try too hard. Just follow what's next. Ah, there's this, and then this, and then this. You may find yourself getting a little overwhelmed, like too much is happening. I can't figure this out. Then just go back to your breath or your listening for a little while. Stay there. And then open to whatever is happening. Become mindful of whatever is happening next. There's so much to observe. Give it a try. Be gentle with yourself as you do this. It's not easy. But for some of you, it may feel very alive in your practice. So let's see what happens. Always go back to one of the other ways of practicing. So just try this if it feels live, interesting, helpful to you. So let's go back to where it's probably most familiar and helpful, just taking a few breaths, feeling the solidity of our breath, feeling our feet on the floor, and just noticing how you're doing with these set of practices, what's happening inside you. Liking it, confused by it, wanting more. Whatever it is, let whatever is here be here. And let's offer ourselves a little bit of kindness as we bring the meditation to a close. In whatever way makes sense to you, offer some kindness, some care, some appreciation for being here and giving this a try, for taking your time out of your day to go inward and learn these skills and tools. And take another breath with awareness. And whenever you're ready, you can end the meditation or open your eyes. So thanks for your practice today. And as I mentioned, I'm kind of just doing a series exploring different ways of being aware. And every week it's different themes and it's sometimes different teachers, but it's an opportunity to learn different ways of meditating. And sometimes of these three that I've mentioned, they come naturally in your practice rather organically, and so you can follow it because now you can begin to identify it and say, oh, I'm having more choiceless awareness, or my attention's getting really focused, or my mind is so scattered, I'm going to focus it right now. You can start to apply it. The UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center, where I work, offers classes, events, and programs all the time. There is a flyer on the table when you exit. It's on the right, and telling you upcoming summer programs. We have a lot of kind of interesting and different things happening this summer, so feel free to take a look at that. And most of you know, but we have a new app. So everything that happens in here is now on our app. It's called UCLA Mindful. And it's in both of those stores, Google Play, iOS. And what else? I'll be in the hallway for a little bit outside the glass doors if you have any questions. But enjoy this day. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.